With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. It's been a busy day for firefighters in central and western Montana today. The fire burning on the east side of Glacier National Park is now estimated at 2,000 acres, and a mandatory evacuation order has been issued for the west shore of Lower St. Mary Lake outside the park. That's according to the Glacier County Sheriff's Office. People on the lake's east side are being told to prepare for possible evacuation. There's a red flag fire weather warning in effect for the east side park area until 9 p.m. That means high winds, low humidity, and warm temperatures. Kate Liming is a park spokeswoman.
We are seeing extreme fire behavior here on the east side of the park.
Liming says a Type 1 fire management team is on its way to take command of the fire.
The fire is in a dry, heavy timber area. We have been experiencing a lot of wind here, low humidity, and it's been warm. We have evacuated the Rising Sun Campground and Motor Inn, as well as the St. Mary Campground. Glacier County is telling residents of St. Mary's to be prepared for evacuation, but that is the county's decision.
I'd heard that the St. Mary Visitor Center was closed and is now a staging area. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. We have resources from several different organizations, including Flathead National Forest, Glacier County, East Glacier, BAB, St. Mary and Cutbank, fire departments, Blackfeet Fire Management, Montana Department of Natural Resources, Evergreen and West Valley Fire Departments, and the Flathead County.
Going to the Sun Road remains closed from the east side of the park over Logan Pass to Big Bend on the west side. Most of Glacier National Park, however, remains open at this time. East of Townsend, the Cabin Gulch fire has burned an estimated 2,500 acres and is threatening structures. Evacuation warnings are in place between Cabin Gulch Road and Skidway Campground. A community meeting will be held at the Townsend School tonight at 6 p.m. The fire is believed to be human-caused. In the Bitterroot Mountains, the lightning-caused Rock Point fire has burned 120 acres on the Idaho side of the Selway-Bitterroot Wilderness. That fire is not currently threatening any homes or structures. Another large fire continues to burn in central Montana. Steve Jess is on the scene and has details.
The Cabin Gulch fire east of Townsend started Tuesday and quickly exploded to 2,500 acres, aided by high winds, but the fire stayed stable today. That news is a relief to dozens of residents ordered evacuated last night. A community meeting is scheduled for tonight at the local elementary school. Forest Service officials will update residents on the status of the fire. It's too early to say when this fire will be controlled, but residents are taking some comfort from the fact that the weather has remained calm and a fresh team of firefighters is on its way in. Reporting from Townsend, I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Nine environmental conservation groups have joined the surge of states and businesses suing the federal government over a new water regulation. Attorneys from Stanford University and Lewis and Clark Law School filed the nonprofit organization's challenge today in the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The groups claim the rule from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers removes safeguards for water used for drinking, recreation, fisheries, and wildlife. Federal officials say the new rule clarifies which waterways are protected under the Clean Water Act. At least 27 states, 14 national agriculture and land organizations, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have filed complaints in federal district courts around the country since the rule was published in June. Many of the states and groups say that the new rule is too strict and will harm ag businesses. Governor Steve Bullock met with the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C. today to talk about the state's plan to expand Medicaid. That plan recently entered a public comment period. The Democratic governor traveled with his health policy advisor and deputy chief of staff to talk over the premiums and copays in the state expansion plan that are expected to receive particular scrutiny. The federal government has to decide whether to support or deny the state's waiver request to expand government-subsidized health coverage. Bullock spokesman Mike Wessler says the governor's staff has been talking with federal officials about the Republican-sponsored proposal since before it passed in the 2015 legislative session. Public comment will be accepted on the plan into the fall. The Bullock administration hopes to win federal approval and start enrolling newly eligible Montanans in Medicaid by the first of next year. A suspended driver's license is grounding Robbie Knievel's motorcycle jump over 26 cars to celebrate his newfound sobriety following a fourth DUI arrest. The Montana Standard reports the jump was planned over a Butte bar, but was moved for insurance concerns. County officials say the Evel Knievel Days Festival Committee failed to secure liability insurance for the new jump planned over 26 cars, and that the stunt can't occur on any public street. Knievel says he's disappointed and that, quote, this Evel Knievel Days is just going down the drain. A new committee was formed to put on the festival last year when conflicts arose between the previous organizers and the Knievel family. Festival organizer Austin James says he hopes Knievel will be able to perform at the festival next year. Montana officials say a $59 million dam and fish bypass proposed on the Yellowstone River near Glendive offers the best chance to save an endangered fish population that's long been blocked from its spawning grounds. Attorneys for the state said in a friend of the court brief filed yesterday that despite uncertainties over the project, it's the only option in the near future to help the pallid sturgeon. The fish have been trapped for decades downstream of an existing rock weir at the site northeast of Glendive. Environmental groups are seeking to stop construction of the dam through a lawsuit in federal court against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The groups say there's no proof that the bypass would help the 125 wild sturgeon that remain in the lower Yellowstone River near the North Dakota border. I'm Eric Whitney.